News from Oroville, January 25th, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea and Danielle. Today, the weather in Oroville is sunny with scattered clouds. The temperature ranges between a high of 28 degrees and a low of 25. The winds have shifted and come now out of the southeast, 10 to 14 kilometers per hour. Here's Andre on the mountain bike race in Hermitage.
I hope you know that we have a race, a mountain bike race, which is happening in Oroville from the 26th of January until the 29th for 4 days. And it's happening in Hermitage. Hermitage, I mean, for the one who don't know, I mean, it's located... the best access is to go through Edian Chavadi, Hope. From Hope, go to the main road, the Tindivanam Road. When you get to the main road, you turn left up to Moratandi and pass the old police station, I think. I mean, there will be sign. It will be signposted. I'll tell you the story, in fact, all right? It's just that last year, these people in Madras organized a race in Madras to generate a bit of money to build schools all around India in a rural area. And they had a beautiful race on road, and they had a mountain bike race, which was on road as well. So we told them, as we are keen cyclists, that we had a beautiful place, beautiful places in Oroville where we could really have a fantastic race. And normally we should have 300 cyclists, I mean cyclists from all over India, which are part of clubs, cycling clubs, which from Orissa, Haryana, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, Kerala, from the south, I mean, Karnataka. But, regarding the track, I mean, we are working on it with Peter Clarence-Smith, and we are working to try to have a clean race, which means that we are going to have to leave the place the way we found it.
In the French magazine, André speaks about cycling in Oroville. Following is an excerpt of an interview with Martin and Dorian of the Realization Project, recently begun near Creativity.
We are between Creativity and Priyat, no? Opposite the big water tower for Marathi.
Many people have tried to build some things in Oroville for the last years, and now we are starting to do it, and we are next Monday we're starting to build the first two houses that will be used for the construction sites, but still by the end of the month some people will start living here, so it's a big step, we think, for us, and there's still lots of things to do, but it's physically starting.
Yes, on Sunday we make a small party or celebration on the site itself. Now we call it Realization Moves On, just to give a signal that we move to the site, we start with the first assets, the construction of the first assets. So we're going to have a small pucha and then some music and some capoeira. And everybody is welcome to join us and to celebrate. So we are desperately looking for volunteers. We are welcoming everybody who wants to give us a hand. But at the same time, we also have to rely on a certain number of paid laborers, of trained and skilled people.
The complete interview is in the English magazine. Two cultural events in Verite. A concert by Jivatman on guitar and vocals, accompanied by Maurizio and Eduardo on guitar, with vocals by Anna and Chloe. On Saturday, January 26th, 7:30 p.m., and devotional chanting with Upahar on Wednesday, January 30th at 7 p.m. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nevas, a three-day Kerala Film Festival of six films will be presented by Orofilm, February 1st through 3rd. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka. For further information, please check the website orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.